Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English. And, of course, part one, today's show, which is...
All right, everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course,
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was mile a minute. Mile a minute. And we usually say talk a mile a minute.
Right, 我们昨天讲到的 idiom 是 mile a minute, 表示说一分钟一英里。它是指呢一个人说话的速度是特别特别的快。那么一个人 talk mile a minute, talk very fast.另外呢也可以指一个人的思路一个人想事情的速度是非常非常的快表示一个人的反应特别的灵敏那么也可以用 somebody think mile a minute So what about today's idiom Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is mint condition Two words Mint condition Mint is M-I-N-T Condition is C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N. One more time, mint condition.
那么今天的 idiom 有两个单词。第一个单词呢我们比较熟悉 mint, 表示一个薄荷的意思。我们吃口香糖或一些饮料呢它是一个 mint flavor。那么 condition 是一个条件。那么是不是说一个东西它的味道或它的感觉像 mint?For example, mint condition, does it mean like something smells like mint or tastes like mint?
Well, it sounds like it might have that meaning, but no, it doesn't have that meaning.
Okay, 那么对不起我们刚才讲的说今天讲到这个 mint condition 呢跟我们说吃的那个薄荷没有任何的关系。那么究竟这个 mint condition 指的什么意思呢下面我们 Sam 给大家做一个简短的 demonstration to show how we use mint condition.
Okay. Hey, Peter, I heard you're looking for a used car, is that right?
Yeah, because you know I got a new job, which is very far from where I live, so I need a car. I've been looking for a used car for a while, from classified newspaper, online...But it's impossible.
Yeah, I know finding a good car, especially a used car, can be difficult, but I have some really good news for you.
Okay, please, come on.
Well, my dad can't drive anymore. He's getting older, his eyes are getting bad.
Right.
So, his car is just sitting there. He wants to sell it real cheap.
Okay, great.
And the condition of the car is perfect. It is in mint condition.
Perfect.
You see, my dad, he just drives it around town, like when he needs to go get groceries, so there's very low miles on the car, and he always keeps it in the garage, so there's no sun damage, no discoloration on the car. It's perfect, mint condition.
Well, sounds great. Can I go have a look today?
Well, I think today my dad, has to go to the clinic to pick up his medicine, but how about this weekend?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'll take you over there. We go together.
All right. 那么刚才的对话呢，提到了说一个情况，我呢换了一个新的工作，离家比较远，所以呢我考虑要买一个二手车。但是呢，现在呢，比如说在报纸啊，还在网上呢买一个合适的二手车呢，不是那么容易的。车况啊、价钱等等，很难找到一个让我满意的一款车。Sam 突然想起了说，哎，要不这么的吧。他的爸爸呢现在呢有一辆车他这个车呢他爸爸现在不开了因为呢年龄也偏大了视力呢也不像原来那么好了这个车况是非常好的他用到的一个词组呢 mint condition 原因是什么呢整个车的整个外观没有问题同时呢它的行驶的里程也特别的少那么对于我来讲呢是一个非常好的一个选择另外一点让我感觉到非常具有吸引力的一点也是它的价钱是非常便宜的所以呢我就特别想去说 Sam 能不能今天现在就去看这辆车 Sam 说今儿不行啊、看看改日子吧所以在今天的俚语讲解当中呢我们讲到了这个词组呢 mint condition 表示一个事情处于一个比较好的一个状况下 它的同义词呢就可以用 in good condition, in perfect condition. So that's it for today's idiom study, mint condition. And now let's go to part two of today's use English, which is
hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
After watching Avatar, some people were interested in the technologies and the story plot, and also some people are amazed by the language in the movie.
Right, so here these blue aliens speak this language.
Right.
It sounds like a real language. So a lot of people are curious, like, hey, where's that language come from?
那么今天呢，我们讨论一下《阿凡达》这个电影当中使用的一些发明的语言。那么这种语言呢，我们原来没有听说过，也没有说过。那么《阿凡达》这个电影呢，的确给我们展现了各个维度的一个非常创新的东西。在讨论今天的话题之前，首先我们看一看这课有关的 vocabulary. So let's check the vocab first, Sam, please.
Okay, for today's Hit the Books, we first have in good company. In good company. Company is C-O-M-P-A-N-Y. In good company.
那么今天第一个词组 in good company, 大家从字面理解呢是不是在一家好的公司?
Well, there the proper grammar would be I'm in a
good company, right.如果说在一家公司上班的话，特别是在一家好的公司上班的话呢，它前面要有一个不定冠词 in a good company。但是我们今天讲的词组呢是 in good company， 没有任何的冠词在中间，所以呢，它不是说呢在一家公司上班或者在一家公司的意思。在这里面，这个 company 表示说是你的伙伴、你的伴侣或者是呢一群人叫 company。那么 in good company 表示说呢，你的周围有一群和你的兴趣爱好或者是品味非常高尚的一群人与之相处，那么用这个词组呢 in good company.
Next is the word Maori. Maori. M-A-O-R-I. Maori.
第二个单词呢 Maori 翻译成中文是毛利人的意思，毛利人呢是指新西兰的土著人叫 Maori。那么我们知道呢，不同的国家都有自己的一个叫 indigenous people 或土著人，比如说在美国，比如说我们有 Indian， 那么在美国呢是指叫什么呢 Native American， 那么对于美国人来讲他们是美国的土著人。那么在澳洲呢，澳大利亚呢有 Aboriginal people， 他们对于澳洲人来讲呢是一个 Native Australian。
OK, next we have the word linguist. LinguistL-I-N-G-U-I-S-T, linguist.
下一个单词 linguist 翻译成中文是语言学家。我们知道语言呢往往想到这个单词 language， 但是我们有的时候会用这个 linguist 这个词 L-I-N-G-U something 来指我们说语言的意思，比如说 bilingual，
yes，
表示双语的人。那么这里面 lingual 是语言的意思，前面这个 B-I 表示双 double。
Okay, next we have the word learnable. Learnable. L-E-A-R-N-A-B-L-E. Learnable.
那么表示一个东西能够学到的，可以学成的话呢，可以用今天的词组呢 learnable.
And lastly, we have the name of a book and some movies.
Right.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings.
这部电影呢大家都看过，翻译成中文是指环王。 Okay, well now let's listen to the last part of Avatar.
A new language. Do you want to speak Navi? If so, you are in good company. People all over the world are learning how to speak this invented language. Cameron felt that the Navi language was an important part of the movie. During a trip to New Zealand,He created a few words based on sounds of the Maori language. He then asked Paul Frommer, a linguist, to develop the language. There were several requirements. It needed to be unusual. It needed to sound like a language. And it needed to be learnable by humans. The Navi language in Avatar has its own grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation.Like the languages in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and Klingon in the Star Trek movies. These two invented languages have been very popular with fans of the movies, and it looks like Na'vi will be just as popular.
Well, the name of the language is the same name of the people.
Right.
We know that the people on Pandora are the Na'vi people, so they speak Na'vi.
Right. 我们通过昨天的讲解和今天的故事，我们知道这些人呢叫 Na'vi people。他们居住的星球呢叫 Pandora Moon, right? Pandora Moon. 他们说的语言呢很容易叫 Na'vi language.
So, actually, it's quite interesting. This language, Na'vi, we can learn. So, if you want to learn Na'vi, you are in good company.
Right, so you're in good company. So, what that means?
Not just that, but also you're not alone. A lot of people all around the world are interested in this language, just like you. So, they share the same interest as you.
Right, so if you go traveling, say, Na'vi language is... preferred or something, right?
Right. You go to China and you say, I don't speak Chinese, but, hey, do you speak Na'vi?
Na'vi by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. 那么说呢，如果说你能够说一口流利的 Na'vi 这种语言的话呢，世界上有很多的人呢，对这种语言呢，也是比较感兴趣的。有一群呢，和你的兴趣和爱好或者说品味比较相同的人，你可以呢，与之共同相处，用到的这个词组呢， in good company.
Yeah, so is this being taught in schools now? How do we learn this language?
I don't know. It's kind of a proficiency test, like a Chinese HSK test for foreigners, or like a TOEFL examinations.
I think it must be a language you can just learn for fun, right?
Right.
Won't be accepted in school.
Well, I don't think the grammar and the vocab will be as difficult as Chinese or English.
Yeah, well, is there a written language to the Na'vi?
I don't know. Maybe it's just oral language, I think.
I hope so, yes. Because if you think it's hard to write Chinese characters, how hard would it be to write alien characters?
Right, got it.
Okay, so people around the world are using this, but this language was just recently invented, right?
Okay, 那我们看看这个 Na'vi language 属于什么样的一种语言呢？它属于叫 invented language.什么叫 invented? Means it doesn't exist before, right?
Right. So someone had to come up or make this language.
Right. It's going to be very complicated, isn't it?
Yes. So what happened was Cameron, we know the director of this movie, he felt that the language spoken by these people was a very important part of the movie.
Right, 所以呢，卡梅隆在设计这个电影之前呢，会认为这个电影里面的这些外星人一定要有自己的这种语言，所以呢，他呢想找到一种语言和人类所说的语言是不同的。
Now what's interesting is Cameron started this language. He was on a trip in New Zealand, and he heard a little bit of the Maori language and created a few words.Of Na'vi based on this Maori language.
Well, okay, great. So from today's story, I know the origin of Na'vi language.
Yes, that's right. It comes from New Zealand, the Maori people.
知道阿凡达这个电影里面中的外星人，他们说的语言呢，其实呢是以新西兰的毛利人的语言为基础的。
Now we know Cameron started to create this new language, but I guess you could say he kind of had to pass on the torch.To someone who's more professional.
Right.
Because Cameron isn't himself a linguist.
Right. 因为呢卡梅隆呢他有了这么一个想法但是呢他不是一个语言学家他需要一个人能够比较专业的能够发明 invent a new language. 所以呢他把这个 torch 转给了谁啊 expert in language invention.
So he asked a friend, Paul Frommer, who happened to be a linguist,to continue to develop this language.
那么看看卡梅隆找到了谁呢他的朋友叫 Paul, 他的职业是一个 linguist, 我们讲到了这个词 linguist, 他表示一个语言学家用英文解释的 expert in language. 同时我们刚才讲到的这几段呢还有几个词组呢我跟 Sam 给大家再简单的讲一下比如说我们提到了这个词组 based on,Something is based on something, 表示说一个东西以另外一个东西为原型或为基础的。 比如我们看电影的时候，一开始会看到这个 movie is based on 什么什么 novel。
Or you could say it's based on a true story.
Right.
So maybe that story, there was a real story. Like a guy really saved some people in a car crash.
Right.
But the movie is a little bit different, but it's based on that true story.
Right. 所以呢，如果说这个电影呢，它以真实的故事为背景的话呢，就可以用 the film or the movie is based on a true story.不然的话他会写这个 story 或这个电影呢是一个 fictional 是一个虚幻的或者一个杜撰出来的那么另外呢提到的词呢是 based on the sounds of Maori language 这里面那个 sound 是一个名词表示的是它的发音它的声音我们知道这个词 sound 有几个意思 have several meanings for sound can be used as a noun 表示声音 also can be used as a verb right it sounds great
It sounds great, it sounds horrible, doesn't sound good, yeah.
Right. 那么另外这个 sound 还可以用作一个形容词比如说一个人从战争回来然后呢他的状态是 safe and sound.
Yes, or you could say a product is sound.
Right.
It means it's reliable, it's put together well, it's sturdy, it's not going to fall apart, right?
Right. 如果说一个产品或一个东西它用形容词 sound 来描述的话呢表示这个产品的质量是非常过关的 a sound product.
Yes, you could also say that's a sound plan. The plan doesn't have a lot of faults to
it. Right, 另外呢如果说我们有一个计划一个安排那么你的计划或安排是一个 sound plan or a proposal 那么证明你的安排是天衣无缝非常完美的一个 plan.
Yes, like, perfect, yeah. Now when Cameron had Paul Frommer, the linguistDeveloped this language, Cameron had a few requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he wanted the language to be quite unusual.
Kind of a difficult, right?
Right, so he didn't want the language to sound like any of the languages that we speak now on Earth.
Right.
He also wanted it to sound like a real language, not like some funny, weird language we can tell is obviously fake.
So it's kind of impossible mission, right? Or mission impossible.
Well, no, because third and lastly, he wanted it to be learnable by humans. So he didn't want to make it too crazy, but yes, it would be difficult to create this new language that could meet all these requirements.
Okay, 那么看看卡梅隆给他的朋友提出的要求，你发明或创造出来的这个 language, 这个语言呢，要有三个条件。第一个条件呢，一定要与众不同 ,unusual。第二个听起来呢，跟我们人类的语言呢，要有所不同 ,right? Gonna be different from the language we speak on the earth.
Yes, different, but also has to sound like a real language.
Right. 同时呢，听起来呢，还得像人说的话，不能像一个 like a barking or like a chirping the bird, right?
Right, exactly. Or like a whistling.
Right, that's going to be very weird. Nobody understand, right?
Right.
第三点呢，一定要能够什么 learnable, 一定让大家能够学会的一种语言。那么对于他的朋友来讲呢，有一些难度 right?
Yes.So, as we mentioned in the beginning, if you want to learn this language, you're in good company. And it is a learnable language.
Right. But I think people can speak. Navi got to be very smart.
Oh, yeah, smart and a little bit, we say, geeky, right?
Geeky, right. Maybe thinking Navi language may be used as one of the criteria for the future college admission process. Do you speak Navi by any chance?If you do, okay, you can go to the top university.
Yeah, that university is called Geek University.
Geek right. University, right.
Yes, but you know, there are some other languages from movies, that, or we could say TV shows,
uh-huh.
that are now real languages.
Really?
Yes, but maybe only geeks or nerds speak them.
Speak, right? They have a very small community who speak them.
Yes, so we know Avatar is a science fiction movie, and they created this language. But other science fiction movies, like...Lord of the Rings.
Right.
There's languages spoken in that movie that are now real learnable languages.
Right. 那么大家知道呢，我们看过的电影《指环王》里面也发明了一种语言。那么这种语言呢，一些人呢，他们能够呢适当的说一些相关的一些句子啊，或者是单词。
So in Avatar, Lord of the Rings, and also in the TV show Star Trek or TV series,
right.
there's a language called Klingon. And actually, I had a friend that had a Klingon dictionary when we were younger.
It's kind of printed out already.
It's printed out. The language from Avatar, Lord of the Rings, and Star Trek, these languages have their own grammar, their own vocabulary, and their own pronunciation.
那么看看我们说谈到了这几部电影《阿凡达》呀，还有《指环王》，他们所发明出来的这个语言呢，不仅仅有单词，同时呢，还有他们的语法以及发音，跟我们正常的语言呢，有着很大的相似的地方。
Okay, this is amazing, right?
Yeah. So if you've got some extra time and you're a little bit nerdy or geeky, then, hey, looking into one of these languages might be the right thing for you, right?
So you want to put a label on those people, means who speak this kind of language called the nerd or kind
nerd
of unusual people.
Or a little bit geeky, yes. So there's a question. Do you know how you know if you're a nerd or not?
Right, so by the language speak.
Yes, can you speak Na'vi, Klingon, or the language from Lord of the Rings? Then yes, you're definitely a nerd.
Right, that's very easy, right?
Right.
Before we say goodbye, and we'll have to listen to this part of recording again.
A new language. Do you want to speak Na'vi? If so, you are in good company.People all over the world are learning how to speak this invented language. Cameron felt that the Na'vi language was an important part of the movie. During a trip to New Zealand, he created a few words based on sounds of the Maori language. He then asked Paul Frommer, a linguist, to develop the language. There were several requirements. It needed to be unusual.It needed to sound like a language, and it needed to be learnable by humans. The Na'vi language in Avatar has its own grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation, like the languages in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and Klingon in the Star Trek movies. These two invented languages have been very popular with fans of the movies, and it looks like Na'vi will be just as popular.
Alright, so this is the end of today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
电台外语广播中波774千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.